You're welcome back to the news at one. Fine Gael is continuing to back one of its Louth election candidates, John McGahan, despite fresh controversy over his candidacy. In a criminal trial, Mr McGahan was found not guilty of assaulting Breen White outside a Dundalk pub. However, the jury in a civil case taken by Mr White found that he had been assaulted and he was awarded €39,000. Yesterday's Sunday Times printed pictures of his injuries. The Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin was asked about the matter on the Today programme with Claire Byrne.
The video, I think, has, if you see it, it's online everywhere. It's quite shocking. And so there needs to be...
Were you surprised that Simon Harris backed him after that video and those photographs were released?
I was somewhat surprised, yeah. But again, it is a matter for Fine Gael ultimately to address. It's a matter for Senator McGahan himself to address. And the people ultimately are the judges in this, and the people will ultimately, you know, make the decision as to who they want to represent.
What would you do? What would you do if he was your candidate and this was happening?
Well, I don't think he would have been a candidate given the circumstances.
Micheál Martin, the Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald, was also asked about Mr. McGahan's candidacy.
If he had been a member of my party, on my leadership, he would have been held to account and there would have been serious consequences for him. If Senator McGahan was in Sinn Féin, he would not be on the general election ticket. I said yesterday, and I'll repeat again, I think the Simon Harris, rather than dismissing concerns, really needs to come out and address them. That's no way for a public representative to behave.
Well, within the past few minutes, Simon Harris was asked by reporters in Kilkenny about Mr. McGahan's candidacy.
Well, of course, look, political parties will say what they wish to say at an election, and obviously there's a very competitive election going on in County Louth, and I'm very conscious of that. The reality of the situation is all of these issues were litigated in front of a court. A jury sat, a jury looked at all of the evidence, all of the CCTV, all of the photos. A defence of self-defence was put forward in the court, and John McGahan was acquitted by a jury of his peers. Of course, if he had not been acquitted, if he'd been found guilty by a criminal court, we'd be in a very different situation. It's interesting. These facts have been known for a very long period of time, and obviously now that there's an election, there's a focus in relation to this, but ultimately it'll be up to the people of Louth to decide. But John McGahan was duly selected in Louth after being acquitted by a jury of his peers of assault.
Have you seen the video footage of it? Have you seen the photos?
I've seen the video footage on the internet. I don't believe that is all of the footage, but what I do know is a jury saw all of the footage. A jury, not me, because I'm not a jury, I'm not a judge. A jury looked at all of the footage. Judge looked at all of the footage and a jury acquitted John McGahan. And that has to be the standard that we hold in terms of our criminal justice system in Ireland. There's an election on Friday the 29th, the people of Louth will have a right to decide who they wish to represent them in the next trial.
The Fine Gael leader Simon Harris speaking to journalists in Kilkenny a few minutes ago. We did ask John McGahan to speak to us on the programme today, but he wasn't available. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham is on the line. Paul, can we start by talking about John McGahan, because we can't talk to him, and this renewed focus on his candidacy during a campaign in which there's been quite a lot of focus on law and order? Is this starting to cause problems for Fine Gael?
I think it is a problem for Fine Gael. This is the second day in a row that both Micheál Martin and Mary Lou MacDonald are raising concerns in relation to Senator McGahan. And the problem is twofold for Fine Gael. On the one hand, it has to continue to respond again to those concerns. You just heard the party leader discussing it there. But the other problem is that it means Fine Gael is not talking about what it wants to be discussing. It's 120-page shiny new general election manifesto, which was published yesterday in Tipperary. I mean, while this issue goes back several years, as you mentioned, it was the publication yesterday of images that the victim sustained that has kicked things off again. And I think ultimately it's something that Senator McGahan is going to have to address with the media. He's not available today, but I think that's going to be the next step. Certainly in the clip you play there of Micheál Martin speaking on RT Radio, he was saying that that's the thing that needs to happen. And I think that's probably the next step on this, because if he remains silent, then I think the opposition parties will be continuing to express concern, and that puts Fine Gael on the hook.
Mm-hmm. Let's move on to another matter, because there's also been, I think, increasing focus over the past 24 hours or so on how much all of the parties are planning to spend. I mean, we had Professor John McHale of Galway University saying on Morning Ireland today that there was an air of unreality about the competitive bidding.
Yeah, I mean, at the Fine Gael manifesto launch yesterday, Pascal Donoghue was stressing the fact that this is a party which plans to put away between 6 and 7 billion euro into savings funds to ensure that if there is an economic shock that it's going to be covered. Today on RT Radio, Micheál Martin was saying that the promises his party was making, Fianna Fáil, were contingent on Exchequer returns remaining buoyant. In other words, that the promises that they were making were not guaranteed. There were promises being made that as long as the economic situation remained good. But I do detect, Rachel, an element of concern within the electorate at the promises that are being made, the number of them. And there has to be sort of, therefore, a corresponding concern among parties that maybe their message isn't landing well. So in tonight's debate, will we see the leaders beginning to take a little bit of a turn, expressing a little bit more caution in what they're going to say? A number of people I was talking to today, politicians out in the stump, saying one of the things that they also felt was just the beginning of a concern, not that it's going to happen, but the beginning of a concern that if the electorate turns off from what is being offered, then you could end up having a lower turnout than expected.
Mm-hmm. This is it. I don't think anybody is suggesting that there are too many parallels with 2007, but we do all remember that election and, you know, the bidding war that took place then, and within a year it had all fallen apart. You mentioned, Paul, the first big debate taking place tonight, with big being the appropriate word. 10 leaders will be interviewed by Katie Hannan.
Yeah, 10 leaders. Except one of them is a deputy leader. That's because Kieran O'Callaghan of the Social Democrats, he is going to be there on behalf of the party because Holly Kearns is due to give birth later on this week. I think that Kieran O'Callaghan is a strong performer, someone who knows housing policy inside out. The question is he able to step up to Holly Kearns' standard, who would have had something of an X factor? I think people will be tuning into these debates to try and get a sense of where the parties do stand, because most of the manifesto are now published. We're still waiting on Social Democrats and Sinn Féin tomorrow. But it does enable there to be a far more rigorous debate, not just on the policies and whether they stand up, but as you mentioned earlier, whether or not financially the promises stand up as well.
Paul, thank you very much. And we'll be looking in more detail at the party's housing policies later on in the programme.